Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool morning across Israel, with clear skies expected in Tel Aviv and moderate temperatures in Haifa. Jerusalem will experience a pleasant day with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, an explosion in southern Lebanon claimed the lives of IDF reservists Harel Birenstock and Tamir Vaknin, according to Israel Hayom, earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reports two IDF reservists killed and four seriously wounded by a Hezbollah explosive in Majd al-Zun. Also this hour, 24 News confirms the loss of two IDF reserve soldiers and serious injuries to four others during an operation in South Lebanon. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reveals that NSW police apologized to the Jewish community for missing a neo-Nazi rally, warning, defending their response to the Opera House protest. And finally, Forward discusses why Moses commanded Jews to choose between a blessing and a curse in the portion of Re'eh. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News shared just minutes ago that the second soldier killed in the incident was Maj, General Rez Tamir Vaknin, a 33-year-old from Eilut. I24N, EWS English posted earlier today that the IDF confirmed the deaths of Major Res Harold Birenstock and Chief Master Sergeant Res Tamir Vaknin after the explosion in southern Lebanon. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, reported earlier today that the two reservists died while attempting to dismantle militant infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in southern Lebanon, an initial investigation from Israel Hayom reveals that a reserve force from Brigade 55 entered a booby-trapped building during engineering work. Hezbollah is accused of planting the explosive device. The incident underscores the ongoing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border and highlights the risks faced by IDF forces in the region. Meanwhile, the Australian Jewish News reports that NSW police apologized for failing to act on a neo-Nazi rally warning. This apology comes amidst criticism of their handling of a protest at the Sydney Opera House. The incident raises concerns about public safety and the effectiveness of police intelligence in preventing hate-driven activities. Turning to the Forward's exploration of religious teachings, the article discusses the significance of Moses' command for Jews to choose between blessings and curses. This message, in the portion of Re, emphasizes the importance of following divine commandments. The discussion offers insight into Jewish religious philosophy and its impact on modern spiritual practices. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business explains why the S&P 500 index captivates investors, highlighting its status as a go-to choice for stock market investment. Warren Buffett's endorsement has further fueled its popularity. Separately, CTech reports that banks like 10, IBI, and Fair are integrating AI into financial services, raising questions about trust and cybersecurity. This trend marks a shift towards AI-powered personal finance. And finally, Walla Business announces Visa's massive acquisition of Israeli AI company BioCatch for $2.4 billion. This deal enhances Visa's capabilities in protecting users from financial fraud. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.